For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Secretary Mattis came in, he met with the president, and they made the decision, and he won't leave for another couple of months, but he wanted to make the decision today.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Defense Secretary Mattis submitted his letter of resignation and will be leaving his post at the end of February. Mattis is said to be enraged over President Trump pulling troops out of Syria without asking him. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says she's stunned.
I am shaken by the resignation of General Mattis for what it means to our country, for the message it sends to our troops.
The president tweeted, a new defense secretary will be named soon. The White House is now making preparations to move 7,000 troops out of Afghanistan as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Justice Department is speaking out regarding Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker does not have to recuse himself from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein from the Justice Department.
We've continued to manage the investigation as we have in the past, and it's being handled appropriately. Bob Mueller or Rod Rosenstein or Matt Whitaker or Bill Barr, that investigation is going to be handled appropriately by the Department of Justice.
The Justice Department is charging two Chinese nationals with a massive hacking campaign that targeted a broad range of American companies and government agencies. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the two worked with the Chinese government.
China's goal is to replace the U.S. as the world's leading superpower, and they're using illegal methods to get there. They're using an expanding set of non-traditional and illegal methods.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Surprising no one, the president of Russia is applauding President Trump's call for U.S. troops to be withdrawn from Syria. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Vladimir Putin saying he welcomes the U.S. decision to pull its troops out of Syria, saying, quote, Donald is right. He was speaking at Thursday's annual end-of-the-year news conference, saying he agrees with President Trump that the Islamic State group's been defeated, and he says that makes the U.S. presence in Syria unnecessary, and he says this will mark the start of a new phase of a political settlement to end the fighting in Syria. He added, though on a skeptical note, it remains to be seen if the U.S. will actually fully withdraw from Syria. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein lost his bid to get a sexual assault charge against him thrown out. Lisa Butters is president of Time's Up.
Frankly, we are relieved that Harvey Weinstein failed in his efforts to avoid accountability for his actions, and we are very happy that none of the charges were dismissed.
The weather could impact holiday travel plans along the East Coast. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orvec.
The rain that's across the southeast in Florida is going to be spreading pretty rapidly northward tonight and into Friday through the major metropolitan areas from Washington up through Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.